On this Saturday of the 33rd week, that means we only have the 6 days of next week, and we start New Year's with the first Sunday of Advent. Today, these two readings from Luke 20 and from the book of Revelation, chapter 11, both talk about the same thing, but in different ways. Namely, the power of Jesus Christ, the Lord, risen from the dead, to give life to all those who are joined to him. This lovely, lovely debate, as is recounted in Luke particularly, you see, in Matthew, Jesus says, you don't know the power of God, nor the scripture. nor the scriptures. Here, he just says, look, when I finish sharing my resurrected life with those who have been joined to me and died, they are going to be glorious. And they're going to live forever. And there's no need to perpetuate the human race. That part of my plan is over. And so he starts to talk about that, and it's so beautiful. But I want to go on to looking at the book of Revelation, as difficult as it can be at times. Today, we have this account in chapter 11. It's another one of those pauses. We've had six events, and now this stops it. And then the seventh picks it up. This is the second time we've had this. Again, it's about the prophetic vocation, just as the other one was. And this time, remember we had it in chapter 10. I had the scroll and I ate it and it was sweet and then it turned sour. The privilege of being a prophet and the suffering that goes with being a prophet. And now we have these two witnesses. You know, of course, what the word is in Greek for witness, huh? Martyr. So here are these two martyrs, huh? These two witnesses. They're described in symbolic terms that come from the book of Zechariah. Zechariah is a lot like the book of Revelation and like Ezekiel, in that it mediates divine reality through a very powerful set of symbols. Symbols make a reality present. They also make it, in some ways, understandable. But in other ways, it's left beyond us. Two olive trees and two lampstands. These are these two witnesses, huh? That stand before the Lord of the earth. First thing about a witness, he stands before the Lord. You have a message? Stand before the Lord. And the Lord will tell you what to do with it. And so they have these two witnesses. Now, what are they doing? What all prophets do, they're calling for repentance. They're calling for a change, to turn back to God. And people don't always like to hear that. It means giving up sin, giving up vice. So prophets are not an enviable profession. Most of them were killed and still are. Because people hate to be told that their life is out of order, even though it's an act of love. So you can tell a prophet from a nut very easily. A prophet loves God's people. And what he's doing out of love, not out of anger or a superiority complex or anything else, out of love. Huh? So then you heard about their power. They have power to close up the sky like Elijah, so that no rain. They have power to turn water into blood like Moses. So these two witnesses are again like Moses and Elijah, who were the two at the Transfiguration. The symbolism of this book is so complex, it would take us hours to just work this one out, and we don't have hours. They have the power to turn water into blood and afflict the earth with any plague, to try to turn people back to God. These are not egomaniacs. When they have finished their testimony, when God has done what he wants to do through them, and not a moment before, the beast comes up from the abyss, Satan. Wage war against them and conquer them and kill them. Their corpses will lie in the main street of the great city, which has a symbolic name, Sodom, and Egypt, where their Lord indeed, where indeed their Lord was crucified. That doesn't mean just Jerusalem. See, this is the place where evil gathers and makes a lot of money and has a lot of fun and kills anybody who tries to stop them. So it's Sodom, it's Egypt, it's all over the place. It's New York. You see, what we have here, I have to watch the time, of course, is all of this comes from the Babel incident, you know, in Genesis 12. Actually, well, it's 11. Let's get together and build a tower and make it so high that we're safe. It's an organized attempt to do without God, which is where our whole culture is heading right now. No transcendence at all. Now, involved in that, then, is becoming powerful and having the military might that allows you to establish economic hegemony. So you see, when we're going later, when the Babylon falls, which is probably Rome in this story, all the merchants weep. If they give us that part, you can read it yourself. All the merchants weep. This is where we made all our money, in this big, powerful, militarily, you know, entity, powerful entity. And so, then people from every tribe, tongue, and nation will gaze on their corpses for 3.5 days, one of those symbolic numbers again, and they will not allow their corpses to be buried. Let's look at them, mock them. The earth, the heaven and the earth will gloat over them and be glad and exchange presents. Be happy. Congratulations. We killed them. At least the beast killed them. Because these two prophets tormented the inhabitants of the earth. How did they torment them? They told them about God's invitation of love to turn back to him. Have you ever been tormented by that? If you have good friends, you have. People stop you from sinning and tell you what you're doing is wrong. You might like it in the long run, but you're usually tormented at the beginning. Eh? So they tormented them. But after 3.5 days, a breath of life from God, a spirit of life, is what the text says, from God. Then they stood on their feet, and great fear fell upon all who saw them. Why? Because the law of death is now no longer the law by which the universe is ruled. Jesus broke that law, shattered it, when he rose from the dead, and the whole cosmos is different. They stood on their feet. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven say, come up here. So they went up to heaven. The point? Let the church be prophetic. Let it make its witness. Let it die in honor of that witness and be raised again, which will establish the truth of that witness.